The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The CSO have released a whole heap of data today. Barry mentioned the emigration though as well. People leaving this country up at a high not seen since 2015. We are aging as a population. That is a good thing because on the one hand it means we're living longer, but also we are having fewer children, fewer babies, fewer taxpayers in the future to pay for all of those pensions that we're going to need when we retire. So it gives us a glimpse into what the country looks like today and what it might look like in the future. Evelyn Mahan is with me, the sociologist, to talk about all of this. I mean, Evelyn, it's a kind of a complicated picture probably to put together and to derive some sort of kind of concise and clear image of the future. But what do you interpret from all of this?
Well, I take it as good. It's an interesting story because normally Ireland is thought of the land of emigrants, and now we're suddenly the lands of immigrations, and everybody wants to come to Ireland. So there is a huge positive story in terms of our net migration figures, that our population is over 5 million now. And quite frankly, 20 or 30 years ago, we wouldn't have thought of anything like a population like that. So overall, it's a good story. I think what it also gives you in terms of how they divided it up and looked at who's coming in and who's leaving the country, it gives us a very interesting emergent picture of, I think, Ireland and the variety of immigrants that are coming to our country. Now, a lot of our people who come into the country are still our usual people, if you like, coming from other European countries, from the UK. And a lot of them are returning Irish people because they're classified as immigrants once they're coming back to Ireland to get work. So I think it's worth remembering that they're not all newcomers. What is interesting, I suppose, and catches some media attention or more, is that quite a number, of course, are coming from what they call now citizens of the rest of the world. These are people coming from countries outside Europe and even, outside our traditional areas. And we have an increasing number of people from other countries. Now, of course, the big one is the Ukrainians. Over 100,000 of them came as seeking asylum here. But we also do attract and seek, and a lot of people may not be aware of that, we do seek out and give an extensive number of work permits to people who are outside those usual countries. In fact, one of the most recent things I saw in terms of permits was 20 to a Philippine group who are going to do some driving testing in Ireland. So we are a very outward, in one sense, outward orientated country.
Yeah.
And we do attract and give work permits to lots of nationalities.
Yeah, it's interesting because often, and maybe it's in the light of some of the more toxic stuff we see online and even on the streets in recent times, the conversation has become kind of one-dimensional. Immigrants are talked about as one big group, one big homogenous group. And as you say, kind of the figures today includes, what is it, kind of 30-odd thousand Irish people returning home. They're included in the immigration numbers. Lots of people from the UK, lots of people from Europe, and lots of people from the rest of the world who are not necessarily here seeking asylum, but people who are coming here on work permits because we need them.
Yes, absolutely. A huge number come on work permits. And in fact, a lot of the young people are young people coming over to seek work. And you'll find them in a whole lot of areas, notably, particularly, and many people would see them if you go into any hospital, that the number of different, from physiotherapists to assistants to porters, an incredible number of those are drawn from other countries, as well as trying to get work permits to stock. Consultants. And so we don't seem to be very effective actually producing sufficient labour force for our own needs. So we've always needed. Now, on the other hand, Irish people go abroad too. I mean, about the same number of Irish people emigrate to Australia, but then the same number of people come back from Australia. So we have a lot of to-ing and fro-ing as well. But definitely, I think emigration to places like Australia is kind of interesting because people are going here from good jobs often to better jobs or jobs with better conditions.
Yeah, but the fact that I guess the numbers are the same coming in the other direction, and sorry to cut across, Evelyn, might suggest that this narrative that you know, people are almost like kind of the coffin ships or the famine ships of old. They're kind of fleeing this kind of country, this dysfunctional country, to Australia, never to return, is probably not true. A lot of them do turn around and come back a few years later.
Some of them do. And the other thing is they're going for different reasons. They're going not because the working conditions in Australia, the living conditions are better. I don't know to what extent still housing is different. So they're choosing weather and they're choosing an alternative lifestyle rather than the kind of sad emigrants we used to have in the past, if you like. But it's interesting that Ireland can offer people, I mean, jobs. Construction, if you go around Dublin, I mean, the construction industry, I mean, they issue an incredible number of work permits because you can see there is an incredible amount of building going on.
Yeah.
And we are seen now as a very wealthy country. We're seen as a country who has good, you know, work conditions. We've upped our social welfare benefits, our legal system. So there's a lot of things that are very attractive about Ireland, including English is the language, and a lot of people like to come to an English-speaking community. And it may well be that the UK, where maybe many people would have gone in the past, is just not quite up to, it's not as attractive at all as Ireland, it seems now.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned kind of Filipinos, because I was only speaking to a businessman last week who had a number of vacancies and has had them for an awful long time and absolutely cannot fill them, just cannot get people. And this is replicated all over the country in different industries. And he was telling me that someone had just advised him that there was a scheme by which he could seek to get work permits granted to a number of Filipinos who might come and work for him.
That's
that was probably the route he was going to have to go down to fill these jobs. Yeah. Anyway, listen, Evelyn, it's really interesting talking to you, and a nice little insight there into what these figures today tell us, because there is so much detail in what the CSO has published. Evelyn Mahan is a sociologist.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.